Pamela Jackson. Pamela Jackson, 6/15/67. Today's 9/27. Chief complaint: cough. Number two, congestion. Next one is headache. Next one is scratchy throat. Next one is history of fatty liver. Next one is at one time they told me my right side of the heart was inflamed. Next one is possible sleep apnea. Next one is long-standing hypertension. Never had her heart checked. Never had her kidneys checked. Next one is history of fatty liver. Next one is she recently was started on Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, to lose weight and has been somewhat successful. Next one, she needs to have her mammogram brought up to date. Next one, she needs to check her thyroid, and she's having some issues with lower extremity swelling. Next one is vertigo. Our patient is a 56-year-old woman, single, no children, works for the post office, works about 12 hours a day, doesn't have time for anything else, comes in today with above symptoms and tiredness. Allergy, no neurologic allergy, surgery, none. Medical problems, hyperlipidemia, thyroid issues, hypertension, obesity, fatty liver. COVID immunization up to date times 2. Yearly mammogram is due. Colonoscopy, she didn't want to have a colonoscopy. She had a Cologuard done. And she weighs 204 pounds, has lost about 4 pounds on Rybelsus, 98%, 97.7, 16, 67, 130 over 70. Heart positive, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TM slightly red, skin shows no rash, around the cusp with an lesion, logical non-focal, or skin shows 1 plus edema. Number one, hypertension. Oh, let's make a medication list. Allergy, none. Then Azor, A-Z-O-R, one tablet a day, dose not known. Next one is levothyroxine, one tablet a day, dose not known. Next one is Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-S-U-S, 7 milligram one today. She just finished a 4 milligram. Then heart, we just talked about assessment. Number one, sinusitis. Number two, Z-Pak. Next was major dose pack. Next was continue with Rybelsus, 7 milligram, 30 tablets given. Next was yearly mammogram given. Next was check blood work. Next was she does not want to, never got her sleep study completed. Next number, she will check her thyroid. Next number is if, given her symptoms, lower extremity edema and RVH, she definitely needs to have a sleep study done, but she wants to think about that. Next time is check blood work. Next time is echocardiogram, shows LVH, RVH. Next time is lower extremity, shows no edema or sinus, no DVT or PVD. Next time is because of vertigo, we looked at a carotid, which was within normal limits. Next time is no thyroid nodules noted. Now that has been seen before. Next time is positive fatty liver. Next number, has not had a period since 2012 now. Next number, we'll call patient with the results of blood work. Next one's findings discussed with patient at length. Next one's we'll do a B12 level and a TSH, try to find out why she's so tired. And next number, the edema could also be related to Azor because it does carry somewhat amlodipine. So make a medication list for her, two aspirin with those medications that I just said. Thank you.